crossover continues to evolve.
Trevor is a quarterback from Clemson. He was drafted number one by Jacksonville.
This is the crossover as we are broadcasting live from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio. If you'd like to sponsor the crossover, please call 342-2000. Ask for somebody upstairs. It's a lot more important than us.
Is that a real number?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the right one.
I was going to ask. That rolled right off the tongue. No.
Like, who would be up? Like, who answers that phone?
Cynthia. She could say NRG.
That's our main
media.
Number?
Yeah.
Hey, I have no idea. Didn't you get the memo yesterday about opening the building back up?
I know. I saw that.
Opening up. Oh. My name is Mark.
Mark does. Yes. I read it this morning. I was like,
you know, considering we read our emails so much over the weekend.
Well,
so
it just sounds like it.
Hey, so just random people can walk in here now?
Yeah.
They just have to be vaccinated and have a mask?
Hey, where's your card?
Hey, I talked to Cynthia about that. She said nobody is getting through that door without a mask. So you can try it if you want to. It ain't happening.
Yeah, you know she doesn't play. Hey, so we're speaking about Aaron Rodgers and Petty off air. G-Funk, I ask you. How many semis would it take to drop off $23 million in pennies at the Packers complex?
Hey,
that's at least two semis worth, yeah. Right?
But it's not like it hasn't happened before. You've heard people that have had like parking tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That they're upset about it, that they will pay like in pennies, and then they don't accept them. I'm like, it's the amount of money.
Yeah.
What you want for me.
Could you hear Matt LaFleur? He's like talking to GK, the GM, and he's like, hey, we got a drop off. It's two or three. Wait, is that four semis? Did somebody make an order? Oh, wait. That's Rogers' money and pennies?
You brought up a good point. Is there enough childish. Copper available for that?
I'd have to steal something.
Let's do that.
I'd have to go steal some copper. You know, that's what makes the NFL such a popular sport. So the draft is over. Joe Horn was upset that his son didn't get enough attention, that it was all about Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers played maybe a game or two more than your son in the NFL. What makes it the most popular sport, because we are through the draft, and everybody's giving out the draft grades and analysis, and you already got mock 2022 drafts. Aaron Rodgers will dominate the news cycle until Labor Day. If you are covering the Green Bay Packers, your summer vacation got canceled.
Is there anything more stupid than a 2022 mock right now, though? Like, think about this.
You looked at one.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I
didn't. I know you did. I know you did.
Yeah, you said it.
Because I did.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. I did. Rivals put one out.
I didn't.
Surprise, you didn't see it.
Probably in some of that digital editor publishing content, whatever it is.
No.
Whatever he does.
I'm sick of it. That's just insane. Sorry, there's my old man rant, number seven of the day.
So, are you a draft?
He has been kind of get off my lawny kind of guy for a guy that
so he just drops in here.
That's why he doesn't. Yeah. But he doesn't even have fences in his neighborhood. So, and he got a new trampoline. You'd think he'd invite people on his lawn, but he's pretty old.
The homeowners association let you have a trampoline. You know what?
I think everybody uses it, don't they?
Yeah, it's like a community trampoline. What?
That sounded safe.
A community tramp?
Trampoline.
Remember, the Rona isn't spread on non-living surfaces.
It's outside.
At least that's
the CDC says we can gather in small groups without masks outside.
You know, I went to a football game this weekend with 36,000 people. I was really happy to be there. I was in the rail yard, and it was packed shoulder to shoulder. I was really happy to be there.
So why do you have a problem with the trampoline? Why
is just trampoline.
Because in Lincoln, apparently masks are optional, Jeff.
No, here's the thing. So first of all, I'm jealous because when I was a kid, I wanted a trampoline.
I didn't have one either.
I wanted a trampoline.
I did not.
So like I still to this day wanted a trampoline. And then in college, I was like, there was like somebody was moving out and they were selling stuff and they had one of those floor trampolines. So I was like, I want that. Yeah, that amusement lasted about a day. I was like, I'm jumping up and down by myself.
My kids want me to get in there. Man, you have to put me in traction when I'm done.
So do you even have to go to places like Sky Zone? Or
they like to go, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it different because it's bouncing not in your backyard?
It's not just Sky Zone's not just one trampoline in the center.
Why don't you just buy a bounce house?
You know, we...
and then when it, like a big storm comes through, the kids are ready for a ride.
Right. In a couple of bounce houses?
There's a... somebody in the neighborhood, I believe, I has a connection to one of those companies. So we always get a few of them out there.
Yeah, shocker.
No, you know,
owns
you know,
one of the companies.
Like here,
you said?
I'm glad that you. I'm glad that in your very bougie neighborhood, you got a trampoline.
Because
some people, like when you're driving down the road and you see somebody's got a trampoline, it's usually in their front yard, and you're like, oh my god. Either you don't like to mow, or you're.
Yeah, they got baskets for those now, where you can get buckets.
Oh yeah, you can.
To put your trampoline
like,
in?
Yeah, I'd be like out there like Jason Tatum going for 60.
Wait a minute. You're putting your trampoline in a bucket?
No, they have baskets.
Basketball
like
hoops.
Basketball hoops where you for your trampoline where you can just get buckets.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Then one kid hangs on it and breaks it off, and then you can't use it anymore. That's usually what happens.
Man, it was like buckets. Like Liza?
So, hey.
Bro, ain't no
awesome for you. That $1,400 came in handy.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't get one?
No comment.
Stimulus check.
This is a personal discussion.
Hey, he said you didn't factor in the three kiddos. Just because he got twins, he still gets double the bang.
Damn. Where?
Nice write-offs, those children's.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
So that's all right. Where all the high-speed internet is.
Just take it off.
He's wearing it on his arm. Are you kidding me? They're both are done now.
That is fabulous art.
It is.
Thank you.
It's fabulous
pretty,
art.
It's pretty good.
Thank
big
you.
Fan.
It's the only adult I know that can get around with having an armful of ink on both arms, and he doesn't give a what.
Nope. Sure don't. Sure don't.
He ain't changing his tax bracket.
Just don't lose a bet.
Don't lose. Why? What happened?
you wake up in the morning, and you got ink up and down your arms. It looks like a sleeve.
Like, hey, man,
either what, that or you're missing a kidney.
Like a sleeve of golf balls or
see
what?
See what happened was. By the way, did you win any money on the Derby, Franklin?
A minuscule amount. I made the mistake of why will anybody ever bet against Bob Baffert?
Yeah.
Baffert on the first Saturday in May knows what the heck he's doing. But even to him, that horse surprised him. Which I like that he was honest. I mean, a guy that's won that much at the Derby, but he was honest. He's like, I'm shocked. I didn't think this horse was going to be very good. But how about Steve Kornacki? You know, who rose to fame with the big board during the election on MSNBC, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the whole NBC family. He was the only analyst that was part of their Kentucky Derby coverage to predict Medina Spirit would win.
What a flex. I won, and I didn't even think this horse could win.
No, he might know the horses, because I had just gotten home, and I started watching that coverage, and he was going through, you know what, I know that Essential Quality is a good-looking horse, but I want to avoid the favorites. You know, I really like this horse. And he was the only guy that picked him.
Hey, was it just me, or did those 34,000 park someplace other than close to the stadium? How quick did you get out? It wasn't that bad.
But I went
all.
To the post game, so.
I saw you guys congregating.
Yeah, I went to the post game. So by then it was kind of cleared out.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it was bad. You know what? It was nice to see. The weather was good, you know, a little bit windy, but. It was just good to see people.
The wind was messing with the hot dog shooter. It was like he was throwing a slider. That thing was tailing left to right. He had to like.
Shouldn't he have been paying attention to the game? You were there taking, you're paying attention to the Der Flinter slinger.
Well, he was directly behind me. Yeah. And it was like, it kept veering to the right.
Ever shot that thing?
No, I wanted
to. I've done it a couple of times.
Have you?
It's kind of heavy, yeah.
That's awesome.
The guy that was the original shooter was a big Lincoln Stars fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he let me shoot it a couple of times. Yeah. He said there's an art to it because you can't just shoot it straight up in the air because of the wind. It might go back onto the field, but you got to get into the stands.
Yeah. The struggle was.
It felt like
shots do you get off in a game, do you think? Is it CO2 or what's he using?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think, I don't know. I don't think like hundreds because they also are. I think they tell him.
I guess six.
I think they tell
the
him, you know, certain times of the game, don't be. You know,
right.
Distracting people.
Don't do that.
No,
but it was good. You know, we had premature balloon releasation.
Good word.
Hey, that was wild.
Yeah,
it was just kind of trickling across the field. I was like, "Well, this is weird. Did we score? I don't think so."
It was a spring game. We always score.
John, you'll appreciate this because hey, don't just take that for granted. Someone asked me Saturday night, "Did Nebraska win?" And they were serious.
No.
And I was like,
at some point.
Are you
point,
sure they weren't just beating that old joke into the ground?
No, no, no. They were like honestly asking. And I was like, well, I don't know. Why do you consider winning? But so the first Saturday, this is like, you know, when you're in college and you go to college in a cold weather area, that first warm day.
Oh, yeah.
That's golden. And that happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
People were ready to get out. They were. College kids were ready to mingle and wringle.
Rock and roll.
I was coming over from the courtyard and there were a lot of people out. Oh, yeah.
Were they having beverages?
I didn't really look.
Okay.
But they had like the grills going and
yeah.
stuff.
It you know what? Outside of adding another 45,000 people, it felt like a normal game day.
Hmm.
You know, traffic had picked up a little bit because I go back 6 months ago and I tweet out the picture. The game that Nebraska played against Penn State, their first home game back on the 14th of November, there was no traffic between here and Lincoln.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. You pulled right, you know, you get off on 10th Street, you go into downtown, there's no traffic.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know that Nebraska was playing that day, you had no clue that there was a major college football game in that stadium because the streets were empty. There was very few cars around. You could pull right into the parking garage across the street from the stadium. No problem whatsoever. It was nice on Saturday to get in the car, and there was a lot of traffic between here and Lincoln. And then once you got off, there was a lot of red, and there was a lot of people mingling about. It was good. It was good. I think people had a good time. I think people will go back either September 4th or 11th, and I think they'll be close to 91,000. But
I know
they didn't have any problems. I mean, everybody seemed safe. Some people masks, no masks. I mean, if you're in the rail yard, you know, COVID didn't exist.
I was joking with the young lady at the hotel that asked me if I work concessions, but
why do you think she? I saw your tweet.
That
why,
was dead dog.
Why do you think she wondered if you sold concessions?
I don't know. So we're waiting for the elevator downtown. I've got my clothes and my backpack and she goes, "Hey, what floor do you need?" And I was like, "You know, 4, please." And so we're on, and she goes, "So you're here for the spring game?" And I go, "Yeah." I said, "Actually, I've got to work." And she says, "Oh, well, what do you do? Like concessions or?" Huh. I go, "No." I said, "I'm actually on the broadcast." And she goes, "Oh, that's cool." So we get ready to turn the corner. She goes one way, and I go the other, and she's like, "It's got to feel good to be back. Go get them." I was like,
"How old?"
I'm going to guess.
This is going to explain a lot here.
20.
Oh. Oh. The youth of America.
2, maybe? Ooh. 3?
It's like the birthday game.
22, 23.
24.
Hey, how come you didn't put a poll question out? If you ran into me on the street, what do you think I do for a living? What do you think I do on game days in Lincoln?
The way people judge my sleeves,
I'm
not asking.
She was dead dog serious, too, and I laughed it off. Because I don't think she meant any ill will. She just was young. You know, plus I had my mask on. I mean.
Concessions.
Hey.
What would somebody look like if they did?
Concessions were open, right?
Yeah.
I thought they were open.
Did you have a shirt that said your name?
Did you say, "Ma'am, you don't know me"?
No.
I ain't behind no
she
counter.
She was young.
Can you imagine me trying to fill up pop and hand out hot dogs and runs?
And there's always one on Twitter. Right? One of the guys asked me, he goes, "Hot?" question mark. I was like, wow.
Maybe that was your pickup line. Yeah, it could be true.
I really like wish you had pulled out the "Do you know who I am?"
Are you in concessions? What will you be serving today?
Hey,
is it a 2-for-1 day?
Are you in concessions?
Is it a buy one, get one?
Could you get your concession game right?
Do you charge tax? Do you give change?
I'd be like, "Nah, I've been out of the wiener slanging game for years." She'd be like, "Oh."
That's good.
You don't like to get the red dye on your fingers.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Yeah.
Oh.
Was that a question about Aaron Rodgers?
Pennies, man. 23 million pennies.
About semis and pennies.
How many, like what? I do want to know how many trucks you would need.
You would need a lot, and that would be.
Like a bag. Like what if it was just roll? Do you know how heavy that would be?
That would be such a Turd Ferguson move.
What's the amount?
Hey, Jeopardy.
27 million?
Send these next couple of checks over to One Packer Way. All right. care of A.A. Ron. Can't do that.
That's why the NFL is the most popular sport. This will dominate the headlines until something happens.
Dude, he's not going to be a Packer.
He's going to pull a Carson Palmer.
You think?
Remember what happened to Carson Palmer?
Yeah, I know.
He called the Bengals bluff and he retired, and then the Raiders said, hey, we need a quarterback.
Packers going to fire their GM. Aaron Rodgers will be in the green.
You know, here's the thing, George, and I'm trying
He hasn't been bad, though.
You guys have to understand. Here's the thing. I'm trying to, like, walk. I'm trying to walk the fine line with George because George gets upset. Okay, it's George's team. And right
trade Jordan Love and go get Julio Jones. Is that enough, Aaron?
Hey, here's the thing.
Pulled the trigger yesterday.
If you think about it, their GM is on a nice little run. They had a really
good draft. I agree.
But if you're telling me to pick either one, I pick Aaron Rodgers. This dude could go find another job somewhere else. It's fine. It'll be okay. We'll call him when Aaron Rodgers is retired and done. He can come back and make some more decisions.
What other cult do you follow?
Hey, listen. I'm serious. All Packers, pretty much 95% of the Packers fans
I know.
Aaron Rodgers.
I know, and they haven't shown him the respect that he deserves for what he's done for that franchise. But at some point, he does have to burn the goodwill. There has to, even for you, George, in your
Hey, look, I ain't talked to you like you were six.
Aaron,
did you leave the bathroom light on?
Aaron Rodgers funderoos. There has to be a tipping point where you go, come on, turd.
He called him Turd Ferguson.
He was wearing, didn't you? When he was being interviewed at the Kentucky Derby, he had the name tag, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, he sure did.
It was fantastic.
He sure did.
I think he's funny.
George, I would guess, because I got lots of notes on this from this weekend, I would guess that you are more of a Danica Patrick fan because she was not trying to pull him away from Green Bay, where his fiance appears that she wants out of Green Bay.
Who was the one in the middle that we liked?
No, that was Olivia. Now, we really liked Olivia.
I love Olivia.
Yeah, I was off on Aaron when he dropped Olivia, because I would have picked her up.
Was Serena married then yet?
We don't live in the same place. Yeah, she was already married. She had a kid.
Oh, my bad.
Man, I wouldn't go there.
What do you got against?
Well, I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing if somebody's married.
This ought to be good.
But if somebody is, if somebody's married and has a bun in the oven, you probably stay away. That's like, stop! That's like John Candy. The park is closed! There will be no fun ride for you.
Hey, can you see Sharpie with his pickup line? Like, hey, I know you like me. I'm a good looking guy, but should we let that be done first? Like, I kind of feel like I'm coming in the middle of something.
Hey.
Oh, no, don't mind this. It's another 8 months. We're good.
Let's just get to the next chapter of the story.
Take care of your business.
And then we'll be fine.
Get the 9 months out of the way. Come back about 6 months afterwards. We're good. I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting.
Like, how many pregnant wives do you think cheat on their husband?
Hey,
I don't know.
It's like a dead
giveaway.
See
you in 13 months.
I'm doing the math here.
I've been waiting for a girl.
I mean, it's not like it can be a surprise. Hey, you have a ring and you maybe are pregnant. Yeah, but this is America. Yeah, I got some freedom. My freedom.
Childish Gambino. Yeah. This is America.
But so you know who the biggest loser through all of this is? This whole Aaron Rodgers thing? Is there Aaron Jones? Is there any way?
Davante Adams.
Any way that anybody will want Jordan Love in the Packer organization?
No.
He might be the greatest quarterback of all time. We never know, but nobody wants him.
Hey, stand there looking at him with his arms folded like, this is all because of you. this is your fault,
like
George.
Like pouting?
Man.
If you weren't here, we wouldn't have this problem.
Honestly, if there's fans in the stands in Green Bay, which there will be, he will get booed.
Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. He didn't do it. He's not part of any of this, but he would get booed.
Huh?
And it'd be loud.
Life happens, man.
It's not my fault.
Jake says, I can't believe that I hate pregnancy. That is not true. I just have a problem with the cheating wife that is also pregnant. You can't hide it. Like, you can hide you don't have a wedding ring on. You can't hide that you're pregnant. Hey, what's that? Oh, man, I'm bloated.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Too late.
I'm just an observer. That's all I am. That's what I was put on this earth.
Yeah, I'm
to
a glass half full kind of guy, George. I'm trying to find solutions.
I'm out there as an observer. I'm just observing people.
See you in 13 months. Can't wait, Bart Scott.
Hey, you take care of yourself. You get healthy. And then you come back, sister.
Sounds like an ACL injury.
It kind of is. That's a great way to look at it. Because they can rehab and get everything back to normal.
Rehab.
Just, dude. Just telling you, it doesn't really come back the same.
But ACLs take a while to heal, ACL, man. It's,
you know, because they take that ligament. It's just like, it's quite, can't get right. I know, that's... People say it takes like a year and a half, but it just depends on where they take it.
You don't really get the speed back.
Yeah. Some scars are different than others.
Yeah.
It was good to see Thomas Fedoni, though, on Saturday. His spirits were okay. Boy, that's a massive leg brace he has on his knee.
He is a confident young man.
Yeah. He still is kind of that young kid. He still has that kind of young baby face look as his whole body is exploding. But he seemed to be in good spirits. He was hanging outside of the interview room. I stopped to say hello.
He's kind of yoked, too.
Well, he was yoked before he arrived in January, and then he met Zach Duvall and his staff, and he's like, "Pull!"
Hey, did you see Ty Robinson up close?
Mm-hmm. Hey, is it me or is...
I was like,
wait a minute.
What
are you infatuated with a body? That's not your game.
It's not. He and Jordan Riley, those are two big dudes.
You know what? I'm kind of
getting... They make Mosai Newsom look little.
I'm kind of getting the sense that, like, you play this game, okay, who's the face of the program? And that's kind of obvious with this team. But Ty Robinson is somebody who is utilized a lot. He was in the behind the scenes with him and Daniels.
Yeah.
And then he was featured on the Tunnel Walk welcoming people back. And they it is very calculated on people that they select to be heavily involved in their social media. I think they look at him as, you know, somebody who loves being here, is going to be one of their better players. He's
also going to be here for a while.
I mean, you're right. He's a big dude.
He's the one guy that I think could move that swag from the DBs to the D-line.
Yeah.
Like he carries himself like he gives two cares. But that DB room is the dominant personality.
Oh, those guys nonstop
aren't
talking.
Aren't they something else?
Yes. They talk to each other.
Wide
receiver.
You know how much
As an offensive
it?
Guy.
I love it.
And listen, I'm Team Miles. Like, a couple of those guys I really, really like.
Yeah.
Like, as people.
Yep.
But they're doing too much. Somebody from the offense has to say or do something.
Just like I say when people talk about running up the score, if you don't like it, stop it.
I'm dead serious, though. I think they're deathly afraid of Deontay Williams.
I bet I would be, too.
Yeah, he's different.
I would be, too.
Hey, so when that ball hit Betts in the head, he lost it in the sun?
Yeah. Oh, that throw was beautiful. Oh.
Yeah, he just lost it
It was
in the
right
sun.
In front of me, too. I was like, golly, he dropped that in a bucket.
I didn't catch which defensive back, but I heard the audio. You gonna play today?
Yeah.
I'm like, the ball just hit him. He looked up in the sun. He couldn't see it. Hit him in the head.
Oh, that throw was unbelievable. I had a good talk with Z. It was interesting, right? You know, somebody had to be on the white team that could handle it, and he was probably the closest to being able to do so.
I still think he's one of the top three wide receivers.
There's no question. Yeah, some of it, we do things for different
reasons. So here, speaking of wide receivers, so I looked this up. The last...
Is Verz at 10:30?
Well, you got some time. Where are you going?
You got
nothing to do.
I'm going to the DMV. I don't know what everybody else is
Why are you
doing.
Going to the DMV?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Real ID?
Long story. I need to get my license.
Did you lose your wallet?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So anyway...
Did you cancel your credit cards?
Just take my advice on that location, my man.
Maybe you just want a different picture.
Beginning of the month.
Make sure you get that real ID.
The one on Maple's less trafficked.
Oh, no, no. Well.
I'm the beginning of the
month. Yeah. I'll tell you, hey, you should go to the one over on 50th and G.
Hey.
Because no one goes in there. Those people are really nice over there, too.
This is America. Hey, what'd you think of Teray up close?
Wait a minute. I hadn't finished my thought on the previous thing.
so childish.
No, I mean, I got like I keep score here. I got a scorecard. We got a people want closure here. I like him a lot. I think he is the safety valve that Adrian Martinez has not had since Stanley Morgan graduated. He's a very reliable player who has still got some work to do, but I think Martinez.
And remember when they Martinez Stanley will target inside him some a lot. Of the time to work in the slot? He's tough. Ture has a chance to really be able to work out.
Yeah, it's like what
behind those linebackers and work that intermediate passing game.
He's a good mix of what we were talking about with PG, and that I think the wide receivers have taken a step of. You don't have a group of players that you look at and go, okay, well, what they lack athleticism-wise, you know, so-and-so's a good route runner.
The next but most consistent may be Austin Allen.
Hey.
Yeah. To be honest.
Hey, Austin Allen makes some people look like dwarfs.
Oh, I know. He's a big kid.
He's 6'8", 260.
He's a big kid.
I was solicited. I put in somebody's going, who do you think Nebraska's best chance to be first team all Big Ten? And I said Cam Taylor-Britt. And then I said Austin Allen. I love Austin Allen's game, and I think there's an effort to utilize the tight ends more, not just like in the red zone, but throughout the field. But back to something I was going to say about wide receivers. So I was going back and I was looking at what Adrian had had at his disposal for wide receivers since he's been here. Mike Williams started a couple of years on the opening day. You had Wandale Robinson start a couple of games. Falk, Cade Warner. Stanley Morgan, J.D. Spielman.
Who was the track guy? I always want to say Woodside.
Yeah, well, and then Noah started. Yeah. So if you look at, if you think who the starting three wide receivers are going to be in 115 days, they might, outside of the Morgan Spielman Williams, take out Williams' first year, I think they would match up as some of his best targets that he's had since he's been here.
There's no question if you combine running backs and wide receivers, he has way more options.
See, well,
Let's say
Nebraska starts in 11 personnel. They would go Allen, Vokolek, Ture, and Betts probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
And you'd let Allen would be a wide receiver, not the tight end. Vokolek would be the tight end in 11.
And Gabe Irvin would be the running back.
Really?
You know how some positions, and I'm not just saying this because you're a running back, but you know how some positions just have the look? Like you watch a guy play and you can tell, that's a running back. Mm. There were two guys that really stood out when I used that premise on Saturday. Gabe Irvin. I would have loved to see Gabe Irvin play when there was contact. Just because I think there would have been some tackles he would have broken, and I think he would have done things a little bit differently. But then Savion Morrison looks like a running back. He's got some bounce to him. He can catch the football. He can run the football.
My man acted like he got hit by a sniper going into contact. I was just like, not again. Savion's problem is, in my opinion, he needs to get in shape. He's not in shape.
Well, he's had a bumpy year in Lincoln.
So he needs, and there's a couple of those guys that need to get in. And it's not just because Held said it. You could see it up close.
Well, Yant needs to get in shape. He can't just be 245 trying to run everybody over. You know what? Because you're going to run up to 280-pound defense.
And those holes aren't going to be open
that.
Yeah. Like, you'll be getting smacked. Yeah. Like, I tempered my enthusiasm. That's why I didn't say much, because I'm just not sure he would be able to get to those creases in a real Big Ten game. I'm just not. I just don't like the burst, like the stop start.
It's just like we talked about. The number one thing you look
at. JT. Third down back, though.
Yeah, he could be a good short yardage guy.
I'm talking about out of the backfield, throw the football to him.
Yant?
Yeah. No, not yet. I was going Morrison. I'm sorry.
Morrison?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Yant.
Yeah.
Yant, no.
I agree.
Yant is third down and one. Let's go in the gun. Let's go under center and then hand it off to Yant.
I was telling this to JT. This is the first time I can remember in quite some time where there's no preconceived, we would like for you to be the guy. We need for you to be the guy. The running back spot is wide open. They don't care who it is. Mm-hmm. Just somebody emerge as a dude we can give the ball to 18 times a game. Like anybody.
But
I don't remember anything ever being this wide open.
Mm, you can take that both ways, you know. You can say that's great, it's competition, it's going to lead to something really good. Or how come you can't recruit a number one running back?
But they got types.
I believe that they have a 18-plus carry a game guy on the roster.
Oh, the guy in the little scooter buggy thing? Or Irvin?
I would go Gabe Irvin.
I like Irvin.
I think you also have to keep in mind, Gabe Irvin has only been here for 5 months.
Would you have felt different if you'd have got to see Tompkins in red?
Well, I like Tompkins, but...
You didn't like him against that red D.
No. There's a couple
of
guys...
You're not going to lock a lot of people.
Hey, there's a couple of guys that are mystery guys that you're still waiting on.
Hey, and that was without Henrich and... Yeah.
That's what I'm
and,
saying. You're not gonna like a lot of people against the run against that red D.
Remember when people say don't overanalyze a spring game? There are a couple things to analyze.
Hey, I tell you,
I already said national championship, college football playoff. I mean, these are all on the table now that I've watched this.
Was Braxton Clark moving better than you thought? Or was he not as good as you thought?
No,
child, George.
He was. I don't think he was as good before the injury, but he's still coming back from
it.
So I gave him a pass.
Gotcha.
But I was glad to see him out there. There's some guys that the most important thing that happened to them this spring is they were available. Omar Manning, we all talk about him. He crossed off the most important thing. He was available. He made himself available.
Got to catch the ball after that hot post drop.
Like my dude on Silence.
All he is he's available. That's all I'm saying. I'm not. You know, guys got to be available. Yeah. He was available this spring. That's a step. Not Marquise.
All right, man. Nice. Enjoy.
Which DMV are you going to?
I don't know.
I still think it would be a good poll question of if you spotted me in an elevator in Lincoln on a game day Saturday, what do you think I'm going to do? Sell programs?
No. Do you know what I want him to do? This is what I want you to do. Next time you go down for Big Ten Network, go down to the lobby.
Yeah.
I want you to come up with a different outfit every time that would potentially mislead somebody to what you're
doing. Hey, so the first thing, my guy Tony, he's fantastic. He's the production guy. So he must be on social media.
Yeah.
Or Twitter. Because the minute I got there, he goes, hey, can you grab me some popcorn?
Good timing, too.
I didn't even get it at first. I was like, why would you?
I
was like, why would he? And then it dawned on me. And I don't even think it was Kevin because I saw him first. Right. Like, Kevin was already upstairs.
This is a great poll question because it would either be like selling programs, working on the broadcast, a coach, or you're somebody that stands on the corner and asks people about Jesus. By the way, COVID did not get rid of him. There was a guy on the corner down by the Haymarket that was saying, do you believe in Jesus? And I made the mistake because I just wanted to keep it going. I didn't want to take what he was handing out. So I said no. So I think the guy maybe thought I didn't believe in Jesus. It wore on me. I like woke up yesterday. I was like, oh man, I think I told the guy I didn't believe in Jesus. He probably has like put a curse on me.
You're like me with, spam callers. I'll just keep him on the line.
It's Monday.
Now you're worried about it.
Well,
that's the difference.
One thing that disappeared that was nice to see on Saturday is you didn't have the circumcision people.
Pardon?
Like you haven't seen the signs? Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
They were knee deep in 2019.
Y'all haven't seen them?
They had the signs up. Are you circumcised? Circumcision is bad.
Okay, I was about to ask what the position on this was.
They were... No, that was not an open-ended question. They were...
No, I mean, what everywhere. Is their stance on it?
Well, I don't know. Because I don't got time for that stuff, all right? That's a personal choice. If you want to be, that's great. If it's your religion, whatever. You know what? I'm good. I'm good. Mine works. I'm fine.
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Oh,
like
it's...
Like a protest.
I think it's a protest. Don't you remember when you were in college and they had the Gideon Bible people right by the fountain?
I do
the
Broyhill
fountain?
I remember
They would hand out Gideon Bibles?
Pretty sure I was never over there.
Oh, it was the Union.
Oh, on game day.
No. The Union, period. Yeah. It was by the library, Damon.
Yeah, I kind of...
There's Love Library, and then you walk a little bit, and there's Broyhill Fountain, and then, hey, there's the Union. But
so
the
signs in 2019?
No, no. You never went over... I don't think they have it in place now because they have more restrictions, but right by Broyhill Fountain is like where all of the causes showed up. For like some you would there to hand out information that was like a worthy cause, and then you would have the Gideon Bible people. And they would hand out Gideon Bibles to you. You don't remember that?
No.
I remember it.
But I do remember that scene in Higher Learning where they kind of had that stretch on the front lawn where
Mr. Williams.
All the activists were. Remember that?
That's kind of like what that's kind of like what the union was in front.
And they had the concerts. Yeah.
But no circumcision people that I remember back in the day. But instead, they're downtown.
Why'd you have to go to the most depressing scene of Higher Learning? Is that where you were? Was there a point?
No.
Okay.
I just was thinking about like people pitching different ideas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think you're confusing that with PC.
Well, I don't think somebody if you believe in Jesus is an original idea.
Blast.
I did. I felt bad. I like woke up and I'm like,
he woke
oh,
up in a cold
that,
sweat.
That guy took it the wrong way. I just didn't want his info because
like
what I was going to do,
off a
I was
chicken. Either going to
eventually
religion.
It was going to go in the garbage. Okay, but wow. He said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And I'm like, "Nope." I didn't want his thing. And I'm like, "Oh my god, the guy's like put a curse on me."
I like that you were legitimately worried about this,
dude. He still thinks you can get the Rona through non-living organ surfaces.
No, I don't. But I don't care. I'm vaccinated. I'm
so if he gives you a pamphlet,
cleared.
You're good.
I'm cleared.
Sharp's like, I don't care about anything now. I'm hey, vaccinated.
My friends, let's go to a ball game.
It on his like here,
I don't know. You know what? Oh. I'm the same person. When this started a year ago and there were signs of don't touch your face, I immediately like start scratching my face.
I get it.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. You guys hanging around for a while?
No.
Oh. Nope. Gotta go.
Burzall's like, seems like off the air.
All right.
Have
a good day, boys. Good luck at the DMV. Which one are you going to so we can send people there to help you out?